Thank you and good afternoon. Around 8 o'clock this morning, the Arcata Police Department responded to the 1000 block of 14th Street after receiving a report that a man suffered a stab wound to his throat. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who was alert and responsive. He told deputies that the attacker, 25-year-old Lindsay Kaminsky, had fled the scene. Kaminsky was later located at a nearby park and was booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence. The stab victim was transported to Mad River Hospital, where he remains in serious condition. Earlier this afternoon, the Safeway in Arcata off of F Street was evacuated after a refrigerant leak was discovered by Arcata Fire District personnel. After receiving a report of a possible gas leak, the fire district responded with two engine companies and two chief officers and spoke with the refrigerant repairman on scene, who said the cause of the unfamiliar odor was from a valve that failed. The leak was repaired within 10 minutes, and during the incident, everyone was safely evacuated out of the building, and Arcata police responded to the scene to assist with traffic and crowd control. No injuries were reported. One of the suspects in the carjacking and robbery of a pizza delivery man last week in Manila, Charles Kesserling, was booked into county jail earlier today. The sheriff's office pegged Kesserling as the machete-wielding suspect who threatened a pizza delivery man at the Manila Community Center last Tuesday. Kesserling, along with another man, took the victim's cell phone, wallet, and keys to the victim's car, which would later be involved in a single vehicle accident that was later reported by the California Highway Patrol. The second suspect has still been unidentified and remains at large. State Senator Mike McGuire on Thursday announced that a bill he has authored to address the growing of medical marijuana has passed through the Senate and will now head to the Assembly. Senate Bill 643 would establish an Office of Medical Marijuana Regulation and allow local jurisdictions to issue conditional licenses. The bill would also allow local jurisdictions to impose taxes for cultivation, production, preparation, storing, selling, and dispensing of medical cannabis. The bill will also establish a medical marijuana fund, which will be used to fund the regulatory agency through the collection of taxes, and would require all medical marijuana grown in the state to meet certified organic standards by 2022. In addition to Senator McGuire's bill, North Coast Representative Assemblyman Jim Wood will have his bill head to the Senate for consideration. Assembly Bill 243, the Watershed Protection Act, will allow local jurisdictions to regulate where, how, and how much marijuana can be grown, and to issue permits for those who wish to grow medical marijuana. Wood's bill would require growers to obey state laws regarding grading, water usage, electricity use, and wildland and watershed protections, among others. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks joined Talk Shop this morning, and the talk revolved around the city's budget. Eureka is facing a budget deficit driven by pension cost, a structural budget issue that will need a long-term solution. The police department and fire department needed to cut about $2.6 million from their operating cost. For police, that means laying off public service employees, and for the fire department, a cutback in overtime that will mean the Myrtle Avenue station will be unmanned for about 250 days per year. Public Works will also lay off two employees, but Sparks said that the budget workshops allowed staff to identify areas of saving.
What happened then, as we worked through all this, so that basically the council put money back in to keep animal control the way it was and to hire back one additional position back into the police department. The reason we were able to do that was, since the budget was presented to council, we identified about another $77,000 in general fund savings through some additional reductions we made in other areas.
Sparks also said that a fee increase at the zoo and less money for outside agencies like the Chamber of Commerce were targeted as well.
We did then propose an increase in the zoo admission fees of $1. That created about another $70,000 in revenue. We could reduce the amount of general fund subsidy to the zoo. And then we did some additional reductions with some of our outside providers. So we came up with about $200,000 to put back into the police department.
The council is expected to finalize the budget at its June 16th meeting. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.